It's Elul now, but since I won't, if things are without any change from Min HaShemayim, I won't be able to talk to you before Rosh Hashanah, so I will speak about Rosh Hashanah. It says in the Zayar, "Bakesa liyam chetiku b'shayfa b'chay de shayfa, bakesa liyam chageinu." Bakesa, it's covered up. Rosh Hashanah is a zman of din, a zman of awe. Like we say in the Piyutim. What happens is the year has ended. Last Rosh Hashanah, a certain amount of Shefa, a certain amount of bounty and brachas and was all programmed into the year Tavshnin Nun Zayin. As we come to the end of the year, it's so empty already. Rosh Hashanah at night, there's nothing left, practically. The world is doomed, unless something happens. Unless somebody saves it, and these mamshich, he draws down a new source of Shefa min HaShemayim. There is the Olam b'Shemayim, which is called Shefa. That Olam rains down, pours down Shefa, Bracha, v'Hatzlacha on the Olam. On the world. When Rosh Hashanah comes, what has been assigned for the year is practically empty. That Olam of Shefa doesn't pour down any more bounty, any more Shefa Brachas. And the Chama, which is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, doesn't shine upon the Levana, which is Knesset Yisrael. Dechama, Shemesh Umagain Hashem. And there are ananim, clouds, which are chaitzeitz, which come in between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Knesset Yisrael, and they're not mekabel from Knesset Yisrael. That happens on Rosh Hashanah. We blow the shofar. Our earthly shofar, our Gashmi is the shofar, which we have here. And that shofar sounds off the shofar shomayla. Just like two musical string instruments, which are tuned to the same key, when one sounds, the other one starts sounding also. And then when we blow the shofar, two things happen. One thing is that we arouse, we're ma'ayreya, the shofar shel mayla, to be mashpia, to send down shefa, bracha v'atzlacha, to the olam ha'tachton. And also, the shofar disperses the clouds that gathered up to be chaitzeit between the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemesh Umagen Hashem and Lelavana, which is Knesset Yisrael. Everything that I said till now, you will find in your Machzairim, in the piece of Zaya that we say before the Tkiyas. Look for it, you're going to find it. I perhaps have elaborated with a little be'urim, with some explanation, but you're going to see it there. The shayfa disperses the anan, the clouds. Last year's shefa, what has been assigned for Tavshna Nun Zayin, is empty. There is a big midas adin. The world is about to become chariv. Nothing is there to generate existence anymore. So we blow the shofar to disperse the ananim and to bring down shefa, and we are shutfim emayin sebreishis. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has given us the assignment that we should recreate the world as it was in the first Rosh Hashanah and create it for another year through the Shofar and through the Brachos. Ba'asara Mamaris Nevra Ha'olam. So we have to re-arouse, we have to be ma'oireya these asara ma'amareis, so that they should again create a new year with the asara ma'amareis, b'riyas olam. We do that with the shofar. We blow the shofar 100 kilos, because these are the 10 ma'amareis, each multiplied by 10, because each maimar in itself consists of the asara ma'amareis. And also, we say the brachos of Malchiyos, Zachronis, and Shofreis, 10 psukim for each of the brachos. Each of these psukim is one of the mamores. Rabbi say, very few yidden know what the shofar or what the brachos are all about. When we say the brachos, the ten psukim of Malchiyos, we are actually uttering the asara ma'amores. We're creating the world. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave us this responsibility and this zechus that we should create the world. When we prepare and we come to blow the shofar and say the brachos, we are actually preparing to create the world for another year. With the asara ma'amores. To explain this a little more elaborately, I would want to go to the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah to explain the Akedah, which is the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure. It's possible that quite a number of years ago I spoke here about the Akedah. I may repeat some of the things I said with additional insights. The Akedah is a nisayon for Avraham Avinu, which on the surface we don't quite understand. What is the nisayon? What is the big test of the Akedah? Avraham Avinu had asara nisayonos, like the Mishnah says, basara nisayonos nisnas Avraham Avinu v'yamad bekula. Avraham Avinu came out with flying colors after all the 10 tests that he had. In Lashon Kodesh, the world was created with Lashon Kodesh, so every word in Lashon Kodesh is self-explanatory. You can understand from Lashon Kodesh what is the meaning behind that word. In Lashon Kodesh, Nisayin has two Taichin has two explanations. Nisayan can mean a test, a bechina. Nisayan can mean to raise, to promote. Like it says, Leman nasa seschem boho aleikim. Sarasha says in Parshas Yisrael, the Rebbe came to raise you. Nasos, nace, a flag, because a flag is raised high. A child comes into grade school, or I'd rather talk about cheder, and he goes through the term. At the end, he gets a nisayon, a pchina, a test. If he is successful in the test, he is promoted to a higher madrega. So they have the word nisayon, he gets a test. The purpose of the test is nasais, to raise him, to promote him. For the second grade, he goes through the same ordeal, has to study and learn, gets his test, and if he's successful, he's raised again, until he comes to the point of he already graduated. Avraham Avinu had 10 tests. The 10th one is the last. And Rabban Yisrael promised him, like the Medrash tells us, he won't test him again. Kach no es binchas yichidcha, please, the Rebbe said to him, please pass this test, because if you do, you're finished. If not, all the other 9 tests of before go down the drain. So, what was the first nisayon? Ur Kasdim. Avraham Avinu worshipped the sun and the moon and all the other Avodah Zarah, and with each one he found fault. No, that isn't a god. Couldn't be. Until after all his trying and all his testing, all kinds of the accepted gods at that time, he came to the conclusion that it's all nonsense, that there is only one God who created everything. And he understood it. And he started preaching to the people that they should worship that Almighty God, who is in control of everything. Not that he has a certain department and another God has another department. And he met a lot of resistance, and people made litzanes from him. People like the Ramban brings, the litzanes, they all derided him. And he got into trouble with Nimrod. And Nimrod threw him into the ur chasm, into the fire, and he had a mess. He emerged alive, unharmed, from the hot ur chasm. And those who threw him in, they were burnt up. And then the Rabban Yisraelim appeared and introduced himself to Avraham Avinu. Vayayimer Hashem al Avraham, lech lecha meyatzecha, and like the Medrash says, Anihu balabira, I am the master of the universe, the one whom you have worshipped and came to understood with your own intelligence and your own perseverance, and the ikil, by not being mishuchad, by being pure, a pure mind, a mind without shaychad, isolated chachma, without any interference of other interests. He wanted to know the emes, and he came to the Ems. So the first Nisayan was that he was Maisa Nefesh himself for a Rabbeinu Shalom whom he never knew, whom he never spoke to, who never spoke to him, but he was convinced, and he was Maisa Nefesh for him. Then he went to more Nisayanis, and to the Akedah. But the Akedah, the Rabbeinu Shalom alone told Avraham Avinu, ויאמר הדרייבה שתעשית to him, לך לך מייעת, לך לך ככה, אז בן חסיכיתך, עכשיו תעשייצחק, and ועלי הוא שם לי אילה. רבני שלדם personally, בנביא, בנביאוס, spoke to אברהם אבינו. I think anybody, if the Rabbeinu Shlomo would speak to him, would appear to him with nevuah, and say kachas binchas yichidcha, any yid would obey. That's a cinch. The Rabbeinu Shlomo alone is telling him. What is that compared to the first Nisayim? The first Nisayim seems to be much more difficult. The answer to this shayla we find in the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Vayar es ha-makayim me-meirachik. Makayim means the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Baruch ha-makayim baruch hu. Vayar es ha-makayim me-meirachik. He saw the Rabbeinu Shel Olam distanced off from him. He saw him at a distance. His mind was all clouded up. He had kashas on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the Zohar continues. Begin to say, "Ki b'Yitzchak yikari lechazara." The Rabbeinu Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu, "From Yitzchak, you're going to have a child who's going to be Yankov. B'Yitzchak yikari lechazara. From Yitzchak, you will have Zara." Da Yankov. And here the Rabbeinu Shel Olam shatters all his hopes, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam breaks all his promises, and he tells him, Kachnas binchas yichidcha. So Avraham Avinu was baffled. Avraham Avinu came to know the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He had a deep, deep understanding in the midas of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he knew that Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't change his mind. Somebody who is in control of the past, present, and future doesn't change his mind. Rabbeinu Shel Olam is above the man. Lo yishkeilu v'yichazev, uven adam v'yisnechem. Rabbeinu Shel Olam doesn't have charata. Hahu ama v'lo yasa v'deba v'lo yikimena. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, I won't be Mikayim. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him, Ki b'Yitzchak yikara lechazara. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam won't be Mikayim. So he had kashas on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the Zohar continues, Leibo'o lahare rabasra dekodesh brichu. Avraham Avinu refused to let his mind wander off and be mahareya, and think into what Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him. He had kashas. He won't be mahareya achar kodesh brichu. He won't have tainus to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He doesn't understand. He doesn't have to understand. He has bilbul adas. To be confused is the biggest nisayon. Kashas on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Avraham Avinu closed his eyes. He blindfolded himself. I am going to do without understanding why. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam very clearly told me, Kachas binchas yichitcha v'alei osham li'ayla. I'm going to obey blindly with emuna pshuta. The kasha that Avraham Avinu had isn't really a kasha. Any child knows the answer to that kasha. A child who learns chumash learns. So Rashi says that after the nesayin, Avraham Avinu told Rabban Yisraelim, "Afarish lechasi chasi." Let me say something to you, Rabban Yisraelim. Now that I already listened to you and that you told me I should not shecht Yitzchak, Esmael amata ki biyitzchak yikar lechazara. Yesterday you told me that a Jewish nation is going to emerge from Yitzchak. Then you told me v'aleo sham li ayla. Then you told me al tishlach yatra lanao. Now that I listened to you, please explain me this tiras, the contradictions. So the Rabban Yisraelim told him, lo yachal al brisi, umaitzah tzfasay lo yashane. I, the Rabban Yisraelim told him, have never changed my mind. I didn't tell you you should shecht Yitzchak. I told you v'haleo sham li'ayla, bring him up for a carbon ayla. You brought him up on the mizbeach. Good. Now take him down. I never told you to shecht him. Avraham Avinu, who was so smart, who understood the whole Torah before it was given, shtei kliyosef naivais chachma, didn't understand what a child could understand with a piece of Rashi. The answer is no, he didn't understand. You know why? Because it says, V'alekim nisa es Avraham. The Rabban Yisraelim tested Avraham. When somebody is tested, he doesn't know the answers. The Rabban Yisraelim made it so that he shouldn't think about that answer. All the kashas that people have in the Rabban Yisraelim, there's no substance to them. People have kashas. Their heart is clogged up. Their mind is all clouded up. According to the gzeira, there is a gzeira that a certain individual should have a nesayin. So they have that nesayin, according to the gzeira. This is a condition which is called hester panim. An individual or a generation can go through a condition of hester panim. The Rabban Yisraelim hides his face. They don't see godliness. They don't feel godliness. And that is what the Zayar HaKadosh means. The Rabban Yisraelim was distant from him. He was distanced from him because he had kashas on the Rabban Yisraelim. He didn't understand. There were contradictions. Avraham Avinu ignored the contradictions. He didn't understand, so he doesn't understand. This is nesayin to Avraham Avinu. To do the ratzon of the Rabban Yisraelim in a situation where he is confused, and still to listen literally to the Rabban Yisraelim. Blindfolded. And he told the Satan, who tried to dissuade him from going to the Akedah, he told the Satan, I'm not listening to you. You are Hurzak Kafran. I know you from before. You are a liar, he told the Satan. And the Yetzer Hara. You always lie. You're a certified liar, he told the Satan. So I won't listen to you now either. The Ramban in the Parshas Lech Lecha sets down a certain klal, an axiom. Mein sei avos simon lebanim. Whatever happens to the avos is a simon that's going to happen to the children. It's like it's like seeing a prediction of what's going to happen. So the Ramban explains, the Aves HaGdoshim didn't live a private life. Whatever occurred to them was a simon of what's going to happen in future generations. They were a symbol for future generations. Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael. There was a hunger. He had to go down to Mitzrayim. That's a simon, the Ramban says, that by Yankov and his family will go down to Mitzrayim because of the ra'av, because of the hunger. Then, Paray took Sarah into what we would call captivity. That's a simon that the Bnei Yisrael will be in captivity in Shibud of Mitzrayim. Then Paray suffered plagues, Negoim Gedoyim V'Al Beisai. That means that Mitzrayim are going to suffer Asara Makos. And he released Sarah, which means that Yidden will go out of Shibud Mitzrayim. And he gave Sarah presents. That means that they're going to go out with a rechush rav. And that's how the Ramban explains, Mein se ove simen lebanim. According to this klal of the Ramban, it follows that being that Avraham Avinu didn't live a private individual life, whatever he did, whatever occurred to him, was really like a futurama, something that's going to happen to later generations. So if Avraham Avinu went through Asara Nesiyonos, it stands to reason that Klal Yisrael will have to go through Asara Nesiyonos in its trip to the Olam HaTikun. And if the last Nesiyon of Avraham Avinu was the Akeda, the Nesiyon of confusion, the Nesiyon of a clouded up mind and a clogged up heart, no feeling, no his lavas, nothing which should really drive him to do the Ratzon of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, like he was always accustomed to do, and he had to force himself to do so. So if that happened to Avraham Avinu, it means that at the end of time, in Achris Hayamim, Klal Yisrael is also destined to go through such a Nesiyon. Malachi was the last Navi in the Nevi'im, and he set Nevuah for the last generations. Chasko alai devreich. Malachi is the one that says, there won't be any more Nevi'im, and I'm giving you the last Nevuah to serve you until we go through the ocean of the Golus and we reach the banks of Geula. So Malachi says, finishing off his Nevuah, Zichru Tairas Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah. There won't be any more Navi who's going to crowd you on to keep the Torah. You know who the next Navi will be? Hini Anoichi Shaleich Lechem Eseli Anavi. That's the last pasuk in Malachi. Eli Anavi who will come to herald the Geula. So Malachi describes the last generation of Ikrisa de Mashiach. Chasku alai devreichem. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, I am annoyed with what you Yidden are saying. You're saying, Shav aveid aleihem. It doesn't pay to be a Yirei Shemayim. Gav nivnu rishay, oisei risha. Gam bachanu elekim vayimaleitu. I'm living in a generation, the last generation says, where I take the Rabbeinu Shel Olam into a test tube and I test him. And they're successful. This is the Zayra Vikvus of the Mashiach. The Zayra where Emuna is dried up, where Emuna is evaporated. No Emuna. Do you think that in that Zayra Vikvus of the Mashiach, to whom Malachi talks, they won't have any Emuna? No, they must have Emuna. Because Avraham Avinu had Emuna until the end, until the Eikev, until Ikrisa. He had Emuna even when he was in the situation of the last Nisayin, which corresponds with the last period before Bias HaMashiach. Avraham Avinu had the Emuna. And he went through the Nisayin clinging with tooth and nail to the Emuna. That's a siman, Ma'is Yav is siman Labanim, that there will always be a backbone of Klal Yisrael, that when the generation is going to let go Emuna, when the generation won't be Maminim anymore, as Baba Naseinu Rabin we see today, there are still Yidden who cling to the Emuna. There's a backbone of Klal Yisrael who are Maminim B'nai Maminim in today's very difficult conditions of Ikris of the Mashiach. Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem Isher Evreyeyu. Do you think that nobody will believe in Ikris of the Mashiach? So Malachi says, no, there will be believers. Oz Nidbru Yirei Hashem Isher Evreyeyu. There will be Yirei Hashem who will come together and talk one to the other and be mechazik one to the other. Let's be mechazik ourselves. Let's hold on to Emuna. We are the children of Avraham Avinu, the Reish L'Maminim. And when Mashiach comes, the Medrash says, Tashuri Mereish Amana. Yidden are going to come to a certain place which is called Amana. And the Medrash said that's Emuna. They're going to sing, they're going to rejoice and thank the Rabbanu Shleilam that they succeeded in clinging to the Emuna. And that's going to be their song. More than the Geula, which is going to give them joy, more than that, they will have joy that they pass through the Galus without losing their Emuna. We are now witnessing and we're living through the Nisayin of the Akedah. There's a lot of kashas, a lot of kashas on the Rabbeinu Shleilam, and there are pekasim who write books with all their kashas on the Rabbeinu Shleilam. I won't enumerate them. And there's conscious, why the 6 million, why this, why that, why this, why did it happen? And then it seems that Rabbeinu Shleilam brought us to Eretz Yisrael. So why do we have trouble now in Eretz Yisrael? A lot of conscious. There's terutzim to all these conscious. It's a cinch to answer these conscious, but only after the Nisayin. Right now we're living through We're now living in a period of Vayaras Amakya Meirachek. It's Ikris of the Mashiach. There are Neshamais, the Medrash says, and it's also a Gemara Nida, but the Medrash explains it much more elaborately. Every Neshama was clinging to one of the Averim of Adam Arishan. And also every generation finds its place in Adam Arishan. The first generation of Klal Yisrael as a nation was the Dair of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. That was a collection of heads. B'Sasef Roshei Am. They were neshamas that relayed it to the head of Adam Arishan. Then came the Daira of David HaMelech, the heart of Adam Rishon. Shireis v'sishbachis. Then came other generations, or the other organs of the body. The last generation, the Gemara calls Seif Seita, Ikvasa de Mashiach, the soul of Mashiach. Where the soul, the bottom part of the leg, of the foot, the soul has no hargasha. There's no sensitivity there. If you would take a needle and stick in certain parts of the body, you're going to feel more pain, less pain. If you, in the soul, there's no pain at all, almost. Especially those who are used to go barefoot. So we are the Akev, Ikris of the Mashiach. We are the Akev of Adam Arishan, the Akev of Mashiach. Because Mashiach is the Neshama of Adam Arishan. Ashecherefu Ikvis Mashiachecha, the Pasuk says. So Avraham Avinu, when he went through the Akedah, he was thrust into a condition of Ikris of the Mashiach, into a situation of confusion, of kashas, the way we have it today. And Avraham Avinu was transferred from his period to the period of Ikris of the Mashiach, and he went through the Nisyanus after that, Ikris of the Mashiach. And when Rabbeinu Shlaylam commended Avraham Avinu and he gave him a Yasha Kayach for passing through this Nisayan, so the Rabbeinu Shlaylam said, Ki Abba Abba Zarecha, Eikev Asha Shamata Bekayli, because you listened to me when you were in a condition of Eikev. When you lived through and experienced the nesiyanus of Ikris of the Mashiach, Yashakayach Avraham, Eikev Asher Shamata Bekayli, most difficult of the nesiyanus. Therefore, Avraham Avinu passed this Nisayan. But there's more to this. The Nisayan, we don't see things the way they are. We see things nearsighted. Avraham Avinu was tested with a Nisayan. He was promised Ki b'Yitzchak yikar lecha zara, and here Rabban Yisrael shatters the whole promise and it tells him to go to the Akedah. And Avraham Avinu, it seems to him, he won't have the Avtacha of Ki b'Yitzchak yikar lecha zara. Adrabba, just the opposite. The Zohar HaKadosh explains that the Akedah did a transforming act to Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu was born with the neshama of an Akeva, and as such, he wasn't able to have children. And the Zohar says, when the Malach came to Avraham to tell him that he's going to have a child, he said, V'hinei bein l'sara ishtecha. You're going to have a son to Sara. In other words, a shaykh is to a nekeva, to Sara. It didn't say, V'hinei bein l'cha, bein l'sara. A bein to Sara. Avraham can be mailed. So what happened? By the Akedah, his neshama flew out, you know, from the skier, and or from the dveikas, whichever any way you want it. And his neshama came right back to him with an additional part, which is the neshama of a zachel. By the Akedah, Yitzchak Avinu was zeiche that he should be able to have children. And that's why immediately after the Akedah, Vayuvahi acher advar me'ila, Vayuvah le Avram le'imayah, Hine yoda milka kam hi banim le'nocha rechicha. That you're going to have children. And the zivug, the partner for the bride, for Yitzchak, was already prepared. She was just born now. Before the Akedah, he had no zivug, because he wasn't able to have children. After the Akedah, Rivka was born. Upsuli yaladas Rivka. Because, so, Adarabe, just the opposite. It isn't that the purpose of the Akedah was to be mevatel the avtacha of kibyitzak yikara lechazara. On the contrary, the purpose of the Akedah was to be mikayim the avtacha of kibyitzak yikara lechazara. We see things happen to us. It seems very often to us that they're negative, they're no good. Just the opposite. A yid who has a muna and betachin in the Rabbani Shalom, the Rabbani Shalom will show him, on the contrary, what you thought is no good for you, adarabe, that's positive, that's the biggest taiva for you. Just the opposite. The Akedah wasn't to destroy the avtacha of kibiyitzik yikara lechazara. The Akedah was to be mikayim the avtacha of kibiyitzik yikara lechazara. So that's the nesayin today. Vayaras amaka meirachek. The Rabbani Shalom is distanced off from us. We don't see the Rabbani Shalom. We're living through now what Avraham Avinu experienced by the Akedah, a nesayin of Vayaras Amakim Meirachek. Kashas on the Rabbani Shalom. Es Hamakim Meirachek is Begematria Ikvisa de Mashiach. This is the nesayin of Ikvisa de Mashiach, that were thrust into the condition that Avraham Avinu was in when he had the nesayin of Es Hamakim Meirachek. This is our tafkid. This is why we came into this world. We can't ask any kashas on the Rabbani Shalom. Nobody knows the plannings of the Rabbani Shalom. Why you have to be in this generation and struggle for a little amuna in the world of atheism, in the world of kfira, which is all the against the amuna, when all the goyim shed the amuna. Today's goyim don't believe. Goyim in previous generations believed. Today they don't believe. We are the Ekev of Adam Rishon. There are 248 words in Krishna, and the Shulchan Aruch says that these correspond to the 248 Avram of a person. With each word in Krishna, we have to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim and be Mamlich the Rabbeinu Shalom to declare the Rabbeinu Shalom king over each one of our Avram. So, the last word in Krishna is Emes. If it's the Shema, I suppose, is referring to the head, the first word. The last word, Emes, is referring to the soul of the foot, the Akev. And the Gemara says in Saita, among the Semanim of Ikvasa de Mishicha, but Emes Nasa Adarim Adarim, Vatiyo Emes Nadaris. Emes is missing. You don't see the Emes. The Emes is pure Emes, pure unadulterated Emes, You don't have today. It's a rare commodity. And if in the Sefer Torah you don't have the word emes, the parsha ends ani Hashem Elokeichem. We add the word emes. You don't see it. But ti emes nederes. We have to struggle in the dark and believe in the emes, even though we don't see it. This is in the sign of Vikras of the Mashiach. It's very hard in Achris Hayamim, in the end of the generations that we are today, waiting for the Olam HaTikun, when the world will again start from the very beginning over and over again. To the Reishis Hayamim, to Bereishis. We are now in Achris Hayamim, the end of the days. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu calls it in the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah. B'yachris Hayamim. And then B'shavta Hashem Elokech. Achris Hayamim is B'gematria Rabba Emuna Secha. This is the Iker Mitzvah today, Emuna. Becha Bakuk V'midon Alachas. B'tzadik B'emunasa Yichya, the Gemara says. The Rabbeinu Shlalem gave 613 mitzvahs. And then came Nevi'im, each one in his generation, and they concentrated the mitzvahs and into main mitzvahs. One Becha Bakuk V'midon Alachas V'tzadik B'emunasa Yichya. Came Habakkuk, and he concentrated the entire Torah into one mitzvah, the tzaddik b'emunasa yichya, emuna. Have emuna. In previous generations, there were great people, great hearts, great neshamas. They had to be mikayim and concentrate on all the mitzvahs. We also have to be mikayim all the mitzvahs, but we are not capable. We're too small to really put all our effort into each individual mitzvah. If you do have to put effort into one mitzvah, that's emuna. Bach Habakkuk v'midon alachas, the Gemara says. Habakkuk came and he structured the entire Torah standing on the leg of emuna. It's very hard to have a pure emuna, a pure betachin today. Many of us think we have emuna, but when it's put to a test, we very often are disappointed. When it's a test. The whole world is full of tests today. And sometimes we find it quite disappointing that we fail in our emuna and betachin. In previous generations, it was emuna and betachin was the rechush, was the property of every Yid and every Yidina. Today it's hard. Avraham Avinu believed to the Ekev, all through his Averim, his Emunah went from Shema to Emes. All through his Averim, the Emunah was permeated and went down, all down to the Ekev. So therefore, we still believe today in the Rabbeinu Shalom, at least to the degree that we believe. We have a haftacha that emuna will always be by Yidden, at least by the Yidden who keep up Klal Yisrael. Because Avraham Avinu kept the emuna in the matter of Vekev. V'emunasai la'at kayemes. The emuna is nitzchius. The emuna is eternal. Emuna will never be removed from Klal Yisrael. Like we say in Emes V'yatzev, V'dvarav chayim v'kayamim, Nemanim v'nechmadim la'ad, Al avaseinu v'yaleinu v'yal b'neinu, V'dvarav nemanim v'nechmadim la'ad, Al b'neinu. And therefore, this is the Emuna. V'yares amakim me'rachayk, is begematria v'emunasa ilo at kayemes. Because the Nisayan of Avraham Avinu, that he clung to the Amuna, even in hard, difficult situations of Akev, that gives us the kayach today that we could cling to the Amuna, even though the conditions today are all negative to the Amuna. Mashiach Tzidkenu would come, and he has a hard time coming. He's struggling to come. Whenever he wants to come, and he comes to the heavenly throne and says, Rabbeinu Shlomo, please let me go and redeem your children, bring the Geula. The Samach Mem, the Satan, comes right away and starts being mekatreig. No, Yidden aren't worthy of the Geula. They're not ready for it. They're doing aveiros. They're doing this and that and that and this. But a time will come that Mashiach Tzidkenu will prevail, and he will come. What is the kayach? With what strength would Mashiach Tzidkenu come? With the kayach of Emuna, that Yidden have Emuna. And with the kayach of tzedakah, that Yidden give tzedakah. Because tzedakah and emunah is one thing. There isn't anything that holds back a person from giving tzedakah as the chesaron and emunah and betachin. He's afraid. Maybe he needs the money. How can he spend the money? He needs it for a rainy day. He needs it for for this and for that. He can't afford. Yidden used to give tzedakah with a lot of mesiras nefesh. And there are still Yidden who give tzedakah today with a lot of mesiras nefesh. Tzedakah and emunah are brothers, inseparable. You can't really be mekayim tzedakah without emunah. And you can't have emunah if you don't give tzedakah. And this is the kayach with which Mashiach Tzidkenu will come, with tzedakah and emunah. When a person has to gird himself and concentrate, and he has to really get all his kaiches together, he tightens his belt, he girds himself, like you have v'yad Hashem ha'isar eliyo v'yashane smasnav v'yaretz lifnei achav. If he had to exert himself in running, he tightens his masnayim. That gives him kayach. So the pasuk in Yeshaya tells us with what kayach Mashiach Tzidkenu is going to come. V'haisa tzedaka eiza masnav v'hamuna eiza chalotzav. The belt with which will strengthen Mashiach Tzidkenu to come and prevail against the ketrugim of the Satan will be tzedakah and emunah. V'emunah eizah chalatzav is begematria dayar acharein. This is the dayar acharein, the last generation of achis hayamim, who has this nesayin of emunah. We have to gird ourselves, our hips, with emunah, and strengthen our emunah, work on emunah, practice emunah, exercise emunah, learn tzfarim, which are mechazek in emunah. As we mentioned before, when the end of the year comes, there are clouds which cover up Knesset Yisrael, the Levana, and the sunshine of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Shemesh Magen Hashem, doesn't reach them. It's the end of the year. All the bounty already has been spent, and it's doom. There's nothing left for the new year. The world is becoming Charev. How do we recreate the new year? as I mentioned before, with Shofar and the Brachos of Rosh Hashanah. Malchios, Achronos, and Shofars. As what actually happened to Avraham Avinu by the Akedah was a condition of Seif Hashanah. Bilbul Hadas, confusion, Anonym, clouds, all clouded up, all confused. And Avraham Avinu dispersed the clouds, and the Amunah came shining at him again, and he was zaycha to a pure Amunah again. Vayeshev Avraham Bever Sheva. And this is what the Shofar does to us today, what Avraham Avinu accomplished by the Akedah. So it is therefore interesting to note, how do we have the Shofar? Who presented Klal Yisrael with the schus of the mitzvah of Shofar? Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. Vayikach Vayisa Avraham Asainov, Vayavini Ayel Acha Nachas Besvach Bekarnov, and he took the Ayel, Vayaleo the Yaila Tachas Benoi. His Amunah was rejuvenated, his Amunah was renewed, and the Shofar Shel Ayel we have from Avraham Avinu. And all the tefillos and the piyutim of Rosh Hashanah, they all tell us that. Zechayr Ochas Keren, Zechayr Shofar Shel Ayel. By the Akedah, we were zeichah to the Shofar. At the end of the year, when it's Bakese, when everything is clouded up, the Shofar disperses the clouds, and it rejuvenates the world for another year. A chiddush comes to the world, a new eschatshus. The world goes through a new Rosh Hashanah, and it is assigned chayim, bracha, and shalom, v'fanasa tayva, gzayres tayva, and yeshuas, v'nachamais, for a new complete year, all through the Shofar. After the Ananim are dispersed, the Midas Adin is seasoned with the Midas HaChesed and the Zrachimim, and we have a new year. All through the Nesayan of Avraham Avinu, a new year begins, new brachas come. Vayis Avraham Asayin of Avivayah v'hinei Ayil is begematria tachay alishana u'birchay Sarah. A new year with new brachas, with new bounty. Then we were zaycha to Rosh Hashanah. What is Rosh Hashanah? The Torah calls it Yom Teruah Yehiyeh Lachem. It's a day of Shofar. Avraham Avinu is the one who presented us with the mitzvah of Shofar through the Akedah and the Shofar Shel Ayel. Rosh Hashanah is the yesod of the year. Emunah is the yesod of mitzvahs. And therefore, when Rosh Hashanah comes, we work on Emunah. Emunah is Kabbalas Olam Malchus Shemayim, to believe in Rabbeinu Shleilam, to rejuvenate our Emunah, to fortify our Emunah with Malchiyos, with being, we keep on repeating, HaMelech, HaMelech, I believe in you, Rabbeinu Shleilam. You are my Melech. You are creating me, and you are providing me with everything I need for the new year. Malchiyos is a day of Shema Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah. Just like there is a head in the person and an akev in the person, Rosh Hashanah, when we blow Shofar, becomes the head of the year, Rosh Hashanah. Corresponding to the word Shema, the first, the head, and we bring down Emunah and into the end of the year, into the end. Shema Yisrael is begematria shofar shel ayil, the emuna. And therefore, we say the malchius of ten psukim of malchius, the asara psukim connected the asara mamores, which correspond with the asara nesyonos of Avraham Avinu, and the last pasuk of malchius is uvesarascha kasev leimayo shma yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. We're mikabel oyle malchus shemayim. Shma Yisrael is begematria shofar shel ayil. The way it's written in the Sefer Torah, shofar without the vav. So the Gemara says, imru lofane malchius, and Rosh Hashanah say malchius, kidei shetamlichuni aleichem, uvameh b'shofar. The shofar, which is the instrument which we got from the Nisayan of the Akedah, that is that which provides us with Oil Malchus Shemayim, with the Amunah of Avraham Avinu, when he was in a matzav of Bakese, when it was all clouded up, then we were zeicher to the Shofar, which disperses the clouds. There is a year of 355 days, or 365, the way you want it, if you want to average it out with the Yemaisa Achama. 355 Begmatri Yashana. And this year, 355 days, has the first day, Rosh Hashanah, and the last day, even going into the night of Rosh Hashanah, even going into the morning of Rosh Hashanah before the Tkiyas. That's the Achras Hayamim. With Tkiyas Shofar, we start Bereishis Bara Lekim, a new Bria of a new year, new bounty, a new rejuvenation, a new year. Now, this year is a miniature of Yemais Olam. The world started with the beginning and goes through thousands of years until Achris Hayamim, and then by Achris Hayamim we're going to have the cycle will start all over again with the end of Ikvus de Mashiach, and the cycle will come back to Rosh Hashanah, to Bereishis. So Bereishis, really, what gives the Kayach to Bereishis? The Shofar. And its Merum is, I believe that the Tikkun Isaiah says that. Its Merum is in the word Bereishis. Bereishis is Bara Tayish. The Rabbeinu Shalom created the Eilei Shal Avraham Avinu. The first thing in the Bria was the Shofar. Because it's the Shofar that creates the world. And as the Gemara says, that the Tayish of Avraham Avinu was Muchan Mishayshis Imei Bereishis. Bara Tayish. When the world which started with Adam Arishon on Bereishis, which is the ICS, like the Sfarim say, Yud B'Tishrei, Aleph B'Tishrei, I mean, Aleph B'Tishrei. And it ends with Achris Hayamim, with Bias HaMashiach, when we come back to the first point and we start Brias Olam all over again. So the new world will also start with the Shofar. How would Bias HaMashiach come to be? Vaya bayayimahu, yataka b'shofar gadol, uvol ha'ovdim b'yeretz Ashur, v'nidachim b'yeretz Mitzrayim, v'shtachvu lad Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. The Shofar. The world in Bereishis was created with Bara Tayish, and it's going to start all over again when the cycle is completed, and we start a new cycle also with Shofar, with Bara Tayish. The Shofar which we were zeichet to through the Nisayon of Avraham Avinu, for which purpose the Tayish was created in Mainse Breishis. The time doesn't allow that I should explain what it means that the Tayish was created in Mainse Breishis and lived 2,000 years to Avraham Avinu. We don't necessarily have to mean that. I'll just like somebody dancing over burning embers, I'll just mention it means the kayach, that Rabbi Yisraelim knew that there will be an Avraham Avinu, so with that kayach already the world started, with the kayach of the Tayish, with the kayach of the Shofar, the kayach of this, of dispersing the clouds. So the just like at the end of the year, the calendar year, there are clouds. There are keys, it's bakese, unto the blowing of the shofar which disperses the clouds, the pizranonim. The same thing is with the universal year, which started 5,758 years ago. So at the end of this year, which is, I hope, ending now, we're full of bakese. It's Vayaras Hamakim Erachek. That's where we're living now. That's where we're, what we're experiencing now. The world is clogged up, covered up with dark, thick clouds. Chayshach Anan Va'arachel. That's the condition. That is the weather condition for today. And when Mashiach will come, Vadesham Elekim Bashayfa Yiska, and all the clouds will be dispersed, and there'll be the Shofar Gadol, and the world would start again with Bereishis Bara Elokim. The new world, with the new order, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, a wonderful world, a wonderful utopia. And that's what we have to be mispalo for. We're going through now Chevelei Leida, what Mashiach is called, the Bias of Mashiach is called Chevelei Leida, labor pains of birth. And the Zayah says that every woman, when she gives birth, has to go through 70 sighs. She sighs from pain. 70 of them. And with the 70th one, she can have her child. These 70 sighs are the 70 words of Lamanatzeach Mizma LeDavid Yanach Hashem B'Yayim Tzara. And it ends off with Hashem Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu B'Yayim Kara'einu. We are now at Kara'enu, the last word of Lamanaseya, most probably. It seems so. From what we heard from Tzadikim and from what he can, from what the Weather Bureau says. It's Kara'enu. It's Vayara Samaki Merachik. The Rabbani Shlodim is at a distance. When the Rabbani Shlodim is distanced off, do you think that Rabbani Shlodim stopped, isn't fond of Klal Yisrael anymore? The Ahava to Klal Yisrael has Chas V'Shalom been extinguished, Chas V'Shalom? Do you think so? No. The Rabbani Shalom loves us even more than before because he sees our nesyonos. He sees our struggling. But this is the reason we have to go through this. So that we should be zeiche to the leider. We should be zeiche to be Yitzchak Yikar Lechazara, to the geula which comes in the schus of Yitzchak. Even when we're up to Kara'enu, and this is what Malachi, the last Navi, says. Usually when the Nevi'im start the Nevu'ah, they say Musa to Klal Yisrael. But Malachi doesn't do that. What does Malachi start his Nevu'ah with? Masa Dvar Hashem B'yad Malachi, Ahavti Eschem Omer Hashem. I am the Malach, I am the Navi of Achris Hayomim, and I am the one that's telling you the last Navius, which has to go along with you until Mashiach comes, until Eliyahu, until Hine Nechesh Alechem Eliyahu Navi. So Malachi says, when I speak to that generation, I want you to know, Ahavti Eschem Amar Hashem. I love you, says the Rabbeinu Shleilem. Like Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kimi Gai Gadol, Ashalay Elokim Krayvim Eilav. The Rabbeinu Shleilem is close to us, even though he seems Meirachek. No, he's not Meirachek, he's close. Kedeshem Elokeinu B'chol Kara'einu Eilav. With all this Kara'einu, with all the troubles of the Kara'einu, with all the Nisyanis, with all the tribulations of the Kara'einu, the Rabbeinu Shlodim is still craving Eilav when we're by the last word of Lamanat Sayach, by the last sigh of Kara'einu, B'chol Kara'einu Eilav, with all the Kara'einu and everything that comes with it. Don't think, Chas V'Shalom, that Rabbeinu Shlodim Ava, his fondness to Klal Yisrael, has been extinguished, and therefore, the Haftarah in the second day of Rosh Hashanah, after we read the Akedah with the Nisayon of Vayaras Amakeh Meirachek, the Haftarah tells us, Yirmiyahu Navi says, Meirachek Hashem Nirali. That is what the Zayar Kaddish said. That Avraham Avinu went through a period of Merachek Hashem Nirali, Vayaras Amakeh Meirachek. So Yirmiyahu says in the Haftarah, Meirachek Hashem Nirali, Ve'avas Olam Ahavtich. Don't think that because I see Meirachek, that I don't love you anymore, that my feelings of fondness to Klal Yisrael have been, Chas V'Shalom, extinguished. No. Avavas Olam Ahavtich, a Nitzchi Yedika, an eternal love, I love you, Klal Yisrael. Therefore, there is a certain period which is called Achris Hayamim. Sometimes it's called Achris Yom, like the Gemara says, or maybe it's a Medrash, that Rabbi Shashaud Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Hayom HaAchrim. So the Chazal Dash not Hayom HaAchrim. The pasuk says Yom Achrim. The Rabban Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu to the last sea, the last ocean. So we Dash not Hayom HaAchrim, the last day. What's Pshat? That's the Oymet Pshutay of the Drush. Because in the last day, in the last period of the Galus, we're all going to be sinking and drowning in the ocean of apikorsis, of kfira, of minus. And we have to struggle to keep afloat. The Yom HaAchrein is the Yom HaAchrein. Ashkena b'achris yom, gam sham yotras ancheini v'sachazaini yeminecha. The midas hayamin of Ahava is still holding us tight. B'achris yom is b'gematria oyhev ama Yisrael. Even that condition, the Rabbeinu Shalom still shows his love to us. But it's behest upon him. But it's for our Toiva Vegan, just like the Akedah was for the Toiva of Avraham Avinu. Well, I have a Davu Mincha. I'll cut short with this. Hashem Yisbarach should help that we should all do tshuva the way the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to do tshuva. It should be a tshuva shleima, and we shall all be written down b'sefer chayim bracha b'shalom u'panasa tayv u'gzeiros tayv u'yishuos u'nechemos lanu v'chol kol amcha Yisrael, and we should all be relieved of the clouds of victories of the Mashiach, which will be dispersed in the day of the Shofar, when it'll be mikuyim b'mheira b'yameinu v'ya b'yayim ha'hu yitake b'shoifa gadol v'vol ha'ivna b'yeretz asha v'nidachim b'yeretz mitzrayim v'shtachu rad Hashem barakaydish b'yerushalayim maksiva v'chsim v'tayim.
Amen. It's good.